Sometimes to move into the future, you need to revisit the past. At the Hawaii State Art Museum, there is a new effort by the Friends of HISAM to find support for the museum and local artists. The Friends are engaging the remaining dean of the first generation of contemporary artists in Hawaii, Satoru Abe. He's sharing the story of his early years in Honolulu, circa 1940s. HPR's arts and culture reporter Noe Tanigawa joins us now with some of that conversation. Hi, Noe.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Well, you would have had to be at a party because this guy, Satoru Abe, does not do a whole lot of talking these days. He's 92 years old. He said he's talked enough, in fact, too much already. But once he loosens up a little, you can really get him going. So I was so happy to be at this party at Studio Manoa. One day when I was able to catch him because he's on a new project now. We were looking backwards to the days of the 1940s when he first started out. He was packing bottles at Dairyman's. Remember that milk delivery company that we had here in Honolulu? When one day, he said he did it maybe a year or so, and he saw the light. He decided that he did not want to do this for the rest of his life, Beth Ann. He was maybe in his late teens. He said, he told all of his coworkers, I'm moving to New York.
The only art that I saw was at Academy. I forgot. Well, I took up art in high school. I was one of Shirley Russell's students.
Okay. So you just decided, I'm going to New York. Your parents supported you. Kind of crazy.
They didn't support me. I told them, I'm not worried, I'll send you money.
Oh!
I thought the street was, all you have to do is walk, and there's money. But that's the beauty. Okay. The beauty is to be young, naive, and have a dream. That's all. That's all you need. You don't need skill. Skill comes from any repetition of things, okay? And the rest you can, time, yeah, you can learn everything.
This guy, I mean, you don't talk to people who even talk like this anymore.
Didn't he go to school in California to learn art, and then he went to New York?
I don't believe so. I think he was here. He did go to New York twice, and this is after his first visit there.
And this is the late 1940s?
Yes,
so 48. We're talking about when there was a sort of big movement into abstract expressionism and
exactly.
All that was changing the way people looked at art.
And to think that people in Hawaii were noticing it, and I understand there was kind of a beatnik culture here in the late 40s, early 50s, and that's kind of the culture that Satoru and his friends were kind of, cluing in with here. I mean, but it's still the same today. Kids leave here. They go to Seattle. They go to Portland, New York City, Brooklyn, San Diego, L.A. to pursue their art dreams, and that's what he did. Okay, he was there a couple of years. In 1950, he was back in Honolulu and got a show at the State Library. Some of his paintings had nudes in them, so therefore they nixed that show, and his pieces were shown at Takeo Gima's gallery. Gima's art gallery is probably the only one that people remember from the old days of the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And he, at that time, it was at the corner of Beachwalk and Kalakaua. He held an opening for Satoru Abe for that show, and that is where Satoru said that he met Bunpei Akaji, just got back from Italy, Tadashi Sato from Pratt, New York. Sato did that incredible mural at the Capitol. Bob Ochikubo was back from the Chicago Art Institute. Gerald Okimoto from the Honolulu Academy. Isami Doi was back from Columbia in New York City. So this is the core of Hawaii modernist painting and sculpture.
The brain trust.
it was right here. And here are these local guys. Listen to how they talk. And these are second-generation people off the plantation, most of them, okay? And think about King Street. We kind of still have the low buildings there. The architecturally, it's very similar to where these guys were hanging out.
Bunpei and I, especially, we're going to open a rent studio in Molili by Kuhio Grill. And Babo Chikubo and Tadashi going to have a gallery, Central Pacific Bank today on King and how old is street, I think.
Oh.
Every night about 9 o'clock, they would come. They would paint till the night and come. And so we end up at Kuhio Grill, which is 3-4 doors. And we ordered the first round of beer, and that's it. Mia San gon take out all the beer, and the chef gon take out all the so-called leftovers, right? Bunpei one day go say, oh, there's a house for rent after this June, so we're going to rent that house on Metcalf Street, you know.
That became the famous Metcalf Chateau, where Hawaii modernism incubated for that summer in 1950. But, I mean, he's talking the color of these guys. They hung out together, like how people hung out in New York City in those bars.
Yeah, but it's sort of, you know, the Hawaiian version of the salon culture taken into a bar.
Exactly, and they order beers, and the old culture here is, you know, poo-poos were free. Hello, everybody. Poo-poos used to be free. They just came with the drinks. People realized you needed to have a little joy with your alcohol. Anyway, a lot of color in that period. Satoru Abe, very successful today. See his paintings and sculptures in front of First Hawaiian Bank downtown, airports, colleges. Everything he touches turns gold these days.
And those who are at High Sam are hoping that he's going to help them bring in a little gold for what's happening at the museum to be able to not just keep the culture going, the culture of art, but to be able to revivify some of it in a way that
We can all participate in today.
And that he enjoyed.
I know.
Make it accessible to a lot of people who sometimes think that art is something for somebody else.
You're so right. So this guy, okay, he's 92, took the lease on the shop at the...
At 92.
Okay. But then he realized maybe this is kind of a big job. So here's where the next chapter comes in, okay? Bethann, it's so fun to talk to you about this. I could never put this into a story on a, you know, news show. Okay, look, he got one of his collectors, Joyce Okano, former regional vice president of Chanel, to agree to be the head of Friends of High Sam.
He tapped a good one.
I did. And, you know, with her experience in retail and high fashion and all of this, she's invited some people onto the board, and they're really trying to make that shop in High Sam a place to crow about, a place to go to find art. And I don't know if you've been to the cafe there. It's the new Artisan Cafe. It's run by MW. And they've got on the walls now, there will always be a show going on. Right now, it's Yvonne Chang. You had Yvonne in recently.
I was there about a month ago, so I've missed some of this transition to how the shop is now developing and what's happening also with the Artisan Cafe. But a place that sometimes, unless you know it's there, you don't know that it's there because you've got to walk into the building. And
the food is great.
Well,
and the atmosphere is lovely.
But what's really great about this whole story is the fact that they're bringing back someone who has such interest in this and to be able to capture some of his passion and his way of looking at life and at art and to be able to make it really accessible in ways that sometimes we don't see.
You know, looking at art, you said the crucial words, because the gallery shop is different now. You know, it doesn't have the keychains and the refrigerator magnets that there were before. I mean, it's really pared down.
It's an art space.
It's through a partnership with the people with Travis and Allie from Maury and Art and Flea. And they're bringing their aesthetic and the incredible makers that they've been in touch with for the last decade here in Honolulu to bring their wares into the shop. And they've redesigned it. It looks really different. It looks... It makes you look closer at things. Isn't that a funny thing? I mean, we're going to have to look differently at things in order to consume differently. And I remember, Bethann, I was sitting here one day when you had the guy who was talking about king tides, and you asked him, what's the thing that people can do to most contribute to the, you know, to the keeping this advance of the tides coming on? And he said, stop buying stuff. He said, just stop consuming all this stuff. Choose what you want carefully, get it, and love it. That's the way to do it at the High Sam shop.
I hear you say, curate your stuff.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be more fun. You're going to get more out of it. And I've learned from the local food movement, the cheapest is not always the best.
That's right. And to quote a lot of people in Design to Less, really is more, but you've got to be willing to take a lot away to be able to see what's
to
really
see it.
There. Yes, I'll be doing that very soon. Thank you for the reminder. Noe Tanigawa, always fun to talk to you. Noe Tanigawa reports on arts and culture. You can hear a lot more of her conversation with Satoru Abe on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.